Okay, Unit 2, Lesson 5, bottom of page 48. Jesus says don't. And you filled in a chart of what Jesus said. You've heard that it was said, but I say to you, I think for the sake of time, you don't need to go through this chart. And because we are going to be talking through each scenario. Each of the old sayings were based on clear commandments given by the Lord. The problem was that the rabbis and all those guys had added their own traditions to the truth. So that's why I called them traditional sayings. But it doesn't mean that don't murder. It's just tradition. It truly is God's word. Jesus did not contradict God's words, but he did contradict what the people got wrong. So in the middle of page 49, what two scenarios have the same outcome in verses 21 and 22? The two scenarios, whoever murders and whoever is angry with his brother, both of those scenarios have the outcome as being subject to judgment. What are the consequences of the other two scenarios in verse 22? Whoever says to his brother, fool, will be subject to the Sanhedrin. And then whoever says, you moron, will be subject to hellfire. So just moving on into the next question, do you think the severity of the sin is equal to the severity of the consequence? What do these scenarios teach you about your internal attitudes? And my first reaction, you know, was like, wow, it doesn't seem like these match up to murder and to be subject to judgment. And then just to say, you moron, you'll be subject to hell. But what it's showing is the internal attitude is as critical as the external behavior. What's going on in your heart matters. And, you know, that is that's what Jesus is trying to teach us. On page 50. Jesus doesn't just say, don't be angry. He explains what to do when you get angry. What actions does he describe and what are the motivations for these actions? So the actions, be reconciled to your brother and reach a settlement quickly. For reconciliation, the motivation, I feel like I don't have as clear an answer for that. So I'd love to hear what you have to say. I would skip the question of how's your temper? Do you need to be reconciled with anybody? Okay, middle of page 50. What's the complete definition for adultery based on Jesus' explanation? And I realize that the complete definition is not actually here of a man and a woman together. So I've just put actual adultery and looking lustfully upon someone because there is an understanding on Jesus and his listeners' part of what the word adultery means in the act itself and what would be, any relationship outside of marriage. Okay, so the next question. If you pluck out one eye and cut off one hand, can you still commit adultery? And yes, of course you can, because it happens in your heart. So it's not until your whole body would be dead, or if you're brain dead or just no pulse, that you are unable to commit adultery, right? The next question or topic that Jesus talks about is divorce. And I have told you at the top of page 51, we're going to handle that later when we get to Matthew 19. So we're just skipping it here and moving on to what was the problem in Matthew 5:33-36. And that I have keeping your word. You could say telling the truth. And then just skip the Leviticus, Deuteronomy, and go to how did Jesus say righteousness would be demonstrated? And it's let your yes be yes and your no be no. I mean, say what you mean. And you could ask that next question, do you say what you mean and mean what you say? I would just need to be aware of our words and our attitudes. And then the end of this lesson would be, what is on our don't list? summarize the righteous behaviors that characterize our lives as members of the kingdom of heaven. So I have don't murder or be angry with another. Don't commit adultery or lust for another. Don't divorce. Don't pay back and get revenge, is the way I was putting it in the don't hate your enemy. And I should have something on here like, I'm trying to think of what this last one is of. Don't break your oath. That's the way to say. I wanted to say tell the truth, but don't break your oath. And then the next lesson we're going to talk about Jesus says do. So I'm going to end this one and go to the next lesson.